Have you ever looked at the panel in a modern jet and wondered why the avionics still update like it is 2005? You get a hardware box, you get a software load, you wait for a supplemental type certificate. You pay for an upgrade that should have been a download. Meanwhile, your phone updated 3 times this month without you even noticing. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today, we are going to talk about a flight deck that wants to change that entire equation. It is called Anthem. It is built by Honeywell, and whether you fly turbines or pistons, the philosophy behind it is going to reshape what you expect from your cockpit inside of 10 years. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying career. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. So, let's break this down. What exactly is Anthem? At its core, Anthem is a modular cloud-connected avionics suite that Honeywell announced back in 2021 and has been developing aggressively ever since. The first applications are targeting urban air mobility vehicles, business jets, and military platforms, but the architecture is designed to scale, and that architecture is what makes it genuinely different from anything else flying today. Traditional avionics are built around what engineers call a federated architecture. That means each function, your flight management system, your autopilot, your engine instruments, your navigation displays, each one lives inside its own dedicated box. Each box has its own processor, its own software, its own certification pathway. If you want to add a new feature, you're not just writing code, you're designing hardware, testing hardware, certifying hardware, and then bolting it into an already crowded panel. It works, it is safe, but it is expensive and it is slow. Anthem throws that model out and replaces it with what Honeywell calls an integrated modular architecture. Think of it as a central computing core running multiple avionics applications simultaneously. The same way your laptop runs a browser, a spreadsheet, and a flight planning app all at once. The difference is that Anthem's computing core is designed to meet DO-178C, which is the software assurance standard the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, requires for safety-critical systems. So this is not a consumer operating system bolted onto an airplane. This is purpose-built, safety-rated partition computing that happens to be flexible enough to run new applications without ripping out the guts of the panel. Here's what most people miss about why this matters. In a federated cockpit, upgrading one system often means touching 3 others. You swap a nav box, and now the autopilot interface changes, and the engine display formatting shifts, and suddenly you're recertifying half the panel for what should have been a straightforward improvement. With Anthem's architecture, you push a software update to the central core. The displays adapt, the interfaces stay consistent. The certification pathway is narrower, because you're changing software, not hardware now. The cloud-connected piece. This is where it gets really interesting and where pilots should pay close attention. Anthem is designed from the ground up to communicate with Honeywell's cloud infrastructure. That means the airplane can send performance data, maintenance alerts, and system health information to ground-based servers in real time. And in return, the airplane can receive software updates, optimized flight profiles, and even weather data through the same pipeline. For operators, this is potentially transformative. Right now, if an engine trend monitoring parameter starts drifting on a business jet, the maintenance team might not see that data until the airplane lands and someone downloads it manually. With a cloud-connected flight deck, that trend data streams continuously. You can catch a compressor issue at hour 40 instead of hour 400. You schedule the maintenance before it becomes a grounding event. The airplane spends more time flying and less time sitting in a hangar waiting for someone to diagnose a problem they did not know existed. For pilots, the promise is equally compelling. Imagine your avionics suite learning from fleet-wide data. Not just your airplane, but every airplane running the same platform. The system notices that turbulence reports at flight level 370 on a particular routing have increased by 30% over the last 2 weeks. That information feeds into your flight planning tools before you even file, or your engine management profiles get refined based on data from hundreds of identical power plants, optimizing fuel burn in ways that no single pilot could figure out alone. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the numbers Honeywell has published. They are claiming up to 50% reduction in pilot workload through better automation and information management. They are projecting significantly lower lifecycle costs compared to traditional federated avionics because you're not buying a new box every time you want a new feature, and they are targeting a development timeline that gets new capabilities into the cockpit in months instead of years. But I want to be honest with you about the caveats, because there are real ones. First, certification. The FAA has a well-established process for certifying federated avionics. Each box gets its own technical standard order, its own environmental qualification, its own software approval. Integrated modular avionics have been certified before. The Boeing 787 uses a version of this concept, and Airbus has been doing something similar with their common computing platforms. But each new implementation still requires its own certification campaign. And the FAA is understandably cautious about architectures where a single computing failure could theoretically affect multiple cockpit functions. Honeywell has built redundancy into Anthem's design with multiple independent processing channels and strict software partitioning. But proving that to certification authorities takes time and documentation. Second, cybersecurity. The moment you connect an avionics suite to the cloud, you open an attack surface that did not exist before. Honeywell is well aware of this, and they have built encryption and authentication protocols into the Anthem architecture. But the aviation industry as a whole is still developing its frameworks for managing cyber risk in connected aircraft. The FAA published Special Condition 25-729SC back in 2019 for aircraft network security, and every cloud-connected system will need to meet those requirements. It is solvable, but it is not trivial. Third, and this is the one that affects general aviation pilots the most, cost and availability. Anthem is being developed for the high end of the market first. Urban air mobility vehicles, business jets, military platforms. The technology will eventually trickle down, the same way glass cockpits went from the Boeing 777 to the Cirrus SR-22. But that trickle takes time. If you're flying a Cessna 182 right now, Anthem is not going to appear on your panel next year, or the year after. But the philosophy behind it is already influencing what the rest of the avionics industry builds. Look at what Garmin has been doing with their Smart Glide and Autoland features. Those are software-driven capabilities running on existing hardware platforms. Garmin is not calling it cloud-connected avionics, but the trajectory is the same. More capability through software, more data integration, more automation that helps the pilot rather than replacing the pilot. And that distinction matters, because every time we talk about automation in aviation, someone asks the question, is the pilot being automated out of the cockpit? With Anthem, Honeywell has been very deliberate about framing it as a pilot-centric system. The automation handles information management, data fusion, routine monitoring. The pilot handles decision-making, situational awareness, and the judgment calls that no algorithm can replicate. It is a tool, not a replacement. And if you have ever flown a long IFR leg in hard weather with a good autopilot and a good flight management system, you know exactly how valuable that distinction is. The automation flies the airplane while you think about the big picture. That is the model Anthem is built around, just with significantly more data flowing through it. One area where Anthem could genuinely change the game is in the eVTOL space. These urban air mobility vehicles being developed by companies like Joby and others are being designed from scratch. They do not have legacy avionics architectures to work around. They need lightweight, flexible, certifiable flight decks that can handle autonomous or semi-autonomous operations. Anthem is purpose-built for that mission. Honeywell has already signed agreements with multiple eVTOL manufacturers to provide Anthem-based avionics, and that market could be where the platform proves itself first. The military angle is worth mentioning too. The Department of Defense has been pushing hard for what they call Modular Open Systems Architecture, or MOSA, in new platforms. The idea is that you should be able to swap sensors, weapons, and computing modules without redesigning the entire aircraft. Anthem's philosophy aligns almost perfectly with that requirement. Honeywell has been positioning the platform for military applications, including unmanned systems, where the ability to rapidly update software-defined capabilities is not just a cost issue, it is a tactical advantage. So, where does this leave us? Anthem is not vaporware. Honeywell has been flying test articles. They have signed real contracts with real manufacturers. The technology is built on proven concepts from the transport aircraft world, adapted for a broader market. But it is also not sitting in your avionics shop today. The realistic timeline for seeing Anthem in certified production aircraft is the next 3 to 5 years for the first applications, probably eVTOL and business aviation, with broader adoption following after that. What I find most compelling is not any single feature. It is the shift in mindset. For decades, avionics have been hardware products that happen to contain software. Anthem treats avionics as software products that happen to need hardware to run. That inversion changes everything about how quickly the cockpit can evolve, how affordably it can be maintained, and how much useful information reaches the pilot at the moment they actually need it. The future cockpit is not going to look like a science fiction movie, it is going to look remarkably familiar. Same displays, same controls, same fundamental scan. But underneath, the computing architecture will be fundamentally different, and the pilot sitting in that seat will have access to information and automation that we can barely prototype today. Most of today's information came from Honeywell's published technical papers on the Anthem platform, Aviation Week's coverage of the program, and the FAA's guidance documents on integrated modular avionics certification. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector Fly the Airplane. And let the software handle the bookkeeping. See you next time.